Second night of Twilight racing this week, and the second night back jumping. Tonight was Hexham. I'll have a quick rattle through the card. Top of the Glass took the opener, justified the odds. 117 rated over hurdles. Landed this maiden hurdle with a minimum of fuss, really. Don't think the form was anything much to write home about. Like a Diamond took a bit of a step forward on the first start over hurdles for Brian Allison, who trained the winner. But Top of the Glass pretty much beat up a bad bunch, really. And the market suggested it would do so. Cotter Slow was John Berry's first runner at the track for a number of years. And that horse finished fourth. Has a little bit probably more to build on, being first start over hurdles at the age of seven. Second race produced one of the finishers of the night. Done for good, pretty much made all of the running for James Walton and Jamie Hamilton. Well back this morning from odds of 12 to 1 into around the 4 to 1, 7 to 2 mark. Heartbreakingly was nailed close home by formidable opponent who backed up last week's Perth success for William Young Jr. and Sean Quinlan. Sean really strong after the last on that one to get to prevail by a nose. It appeared to race prominently across the evening at Hexham like it often does on decent ground. And the next race, Australasia, who's no stranger at the track, had performed to a certain level in bumpers, run a lot of times, been runner up quite a few times over the track. Texan was blinkered today for the first time. Paddy Brennan, a Karen McClintock's horse, who was available at sevens in the morning, started threes, well to the four throughout. Wazowski got no further than the first hurdle before unshipping James Cowley. He was a previous Hexham winner over the shorter trip, and scratch that from tonight and see Wazowski going forward. Interestingly, if you're backing Wazowski, it's worth bearing in mind the horse has only got one eye, so it's a fact that build into your punting, really, depend on which way the horse goes. Black Ivory took four starts to win and bumpers, and despite sitting second for quite a bit of the race, once Australasia kicked on, was booted into the second last by Peter Buchanan, the race never really looked in doubt. Grand Paradiso stayed on from a long way back under Finn O'Toole, and by Galileo, this 2.5 mile on this sort of ground even looked too short tonight. The next race was another good finish. It was a handicap chase. The winner, to be honest, could be picked quite a long way out. Travelled beautifully throughout the race. Dursey sounded a defied odds at 20 to 1. Uber confident ride by Richie McLernan. And pushed out of the back of the last after a slow jump to quicken. Always looked like getting the upper hand up the run in. And Yui Teotl, Aztec Warrior, rattled home on the inside for second after being prominent early in the race, getting tapped for toe up the hill for Lucy Alexandra. He was 2 from 4 at the track before tonight, and this was another good run here. Probably want to keep an eye on going forward. The next race went the way of Wyfield Rose for Alistair Williams and Henry Brooke. The mare looked a little bit reluctant, possibly to line up. She raced away from her rivals from the start out wide. Again, made all. Hexham, place to be. People think it's a stiff track on fast ground. Often, if you can get off the front, dictate the pace, set your own margins. You can ride them to sleep like Paddy Brennan did earlier on the card. This time it was Henry Brooke that made all. Wyfield Rose absolutely dotted up. Her form had been franked at Perth by the Nicky Richards horse that she beat. Had followed up Bears Brown well back 9-4, 13-8 thereafter. So £5 wasn't nowhere near enough for eyes for Wyfield Rose. She started from a basement mark. She's rated about 105, I think it is now. And she's got a win again, but she's obviously going to get clobbered after this result tonight. It was cow slipped, got the better of Downtime for second. Downtime looked particularly well in the paddock, and I think this is probably down, maybe it's 2 miles 6, is 3 miles Downtime's trip. And it's a bit of a frustrating sort, but I think it's probably got a race in Downtime somewhere along the line. Looked really well today. this was slightly better race. Maybe he's dropped in class and there might be an opportunity for downtime. Again, another gamble in the last race. Fred Lamasson getting off the mark for Martin Todhunter. And Finn O'Toole lost. He's down now down to £5, I believe, after winning aboard this horse in the finale tonight. Gunnar Lindley, it was. I finished second. Frustrating sort, but runs consistently on the flat and over hurdles, but never quite good enough to get his head in front. Civil Unrest stayed on well from the back of the field. Another good run by a James Yewatt horse to suggest the stable are going quite well early in the season. Often shade slow to start, but both the horses ran well tonight and worth looking at their horses going forward. Hope you've enjoyed that wrap from Hexham, and we'll be back on here soon.